It's something most of us take for granted, having a meal with sight. Well, now a bunch of business leaders in Arkansas won't have that luxury because dining in the dark is coming to Bentonville. We'll talk about it today on Driven by Purpose.
This is Driven by Purpose, a show about finding your purpose, building fulfilling careers, and helping people with disabilities live better lives. Hosted by three men who've lived it and are here to help you do the same. Special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Clean Logic, a leading bath and skincare company and a true pioneer in creating inclusive workplaces and increasing employment opportunities for people with disabilities.
What up, everybody? Welcome to Driven by Purpose. My name is Evan Rosenblum, along with co-founders of Clean Logic and the Inspiration Foundation, Isaac Shapiro. What up, Isaac?
What's up, Evan?
Mike Gesser. Mike, what's going on?
Evan.
All right, we're talking about one of the big events of the year, Dining in the Dark. I mean, this is one of the coolest events that you guys throw. It's an opportunity for people to experience what it's like to be visually impaired. And the reason you guys do this is because a lot of people don't understand. And this gives people an opportunity to really put themselves in the shoes of visually impaired people to kind of experience what it's like for an hour and 15 minutes. And it gives people perspective. We were talking about this on shows that we've done recently about how if you're not in the disability community, and obviously an hour and 15 minutes doesn't really give you the complete and total experience of what it's like to live full time, but it just gives you like a glimpse of what it's like for an evening. And it gives you a little bit of understanding and a little bit of perspective. And I think that it does touch people in a way that it changes them. And I think it's so important you guys throw this event every single year because it is so impactful and it does change people. And it's coming up again. And I'm so excited. And I really want to talk about this time in Bentonville, Arkansas. Presenting sponsor, Walmart. You guys are going to be honoring Walmart, as a matter of fact, at this event. And I can't wait to talk all about it. So, Isaac, let's get into it.
Let's fire away.
First off, how did you get started with Dining in the Dark? Tell me how this became a thing that you guys do every year.
Yeah, so Mike and I in Los Angeles, when we were living there, we attended a couple, you know, nonprofit fighting find out from blindness, Dining in the Dark events, and that's where we really started getting that experience. I went to those a couple of times and really felt that impact. And then when we put on our very first Dining in the Dark event, you know, we really felt like we're in this industry environment. They wanted to create a retail tomorrow. What's the future look like? And we, you know, talked about doing this for our industry, and we ended up doing our Dining in the Dark in Boston, where we brought in, you know, people that were executives, and they wanted, and they got to experience what it was like to not have vision. And that's where we saw this impact in the business community, where people really gave us feedback. And even to this day, the people that attended this, I think it was back in 2017 or 18, they still talk about what the impact was. And when they see someone with a vision loss, it really, they think about that moment.
So most of the people that attend these things are business leaders, and then you have them all at this fancy dinner. You blindfold them up for an hour and 15 minutes, and then the entire meal, everyone's blindfolded to replicate what it's like to have visual impairment for an entire meal. And it's different. if you haven't done something like this before, it's an experience.
I go as far to say as nobody that's ever done it will ever forget that experience. I think it is so impactful that it's with you for life. And anybody I've ever talked to that experienced one of those things can remember detail by detail by detail every single experience they've had during that time.
What specifically stands out, Mike? Is it the fact that like you're reaching for the fork and the knife? Is it?
There's so many. For me, I can speak from my personal experience. Like, I've never eaten without sight before. So understanding what's on your plate, where it is in your plate, where the people are next to you at the table, where your water glass is, where your other glass is, your silverware, it's unbelievable when you've never experienced it before. There's just, but it's you're doing something that you do, that you take for granted on a regular basis every single day of your life, and now it's completely different.
Well, and if you think about it, one, it just gives you a perspective of how much we rely on sight. So like one of the things that we do, we now are printing a standard because we're getting asked to do more of these. So we're getting asked to do one in May with our industry where they have 750 people during this. It's actually a lunch. So, you know, we're trying to standardize, but we even read a poem during this. And it's amazing when you hear the poem being read, you actually visualize that. But if I was didn't have blindfold, I would just be watching the person and not visualizing. So there's just so many aspects. And I think the other thing that people don't realize is that vision loss is one of the most feared disabilities because it's loss of independence. People correlate it with losing their driver license and not being able to be independent. So it just gives that perspective and thought behind, wow, this is something I've never really experienced.
So this is kind of goes into that conversation that we had recently about how once a business leader has this experience and they sit down and they are affected and impacted the way that you guys are explaining, they go back and the idea is that they go back to their teams when they go back to the office and they say, okay, when we're talking about making accommodations for our employees that have disabilities, whether visual or other disabilities, or for accommodating for our customers who have disabilities, we've got to really figure out different ways to think about how to accommodate. Because unless you've really experienced it in a way like this, it's hard to understand it. Is that kind of the theory?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the whole component, what's unique about this Bentonville event, because this will be our fifth Dining in the Dark that we've put on. And what we've learned is we are creating impact. We're getting people to think about it, but it's so daunting. And I think we've heard from people on our show that have hired people with disabilities. Yeah. There's a fear. So I think what the doing a great job is we're inspiring. We're getting people to understand it. Wow, there's other companies doing it. But what we're missing is that what we're doing unique at this event, and we hope to do at other ones, is having like a second day executive roundtable where we have individuals with disabilities working in corporate America talking about, you know, what it's like, you know, with their disability and what they've had to go through, even some of the barriers. But we want to give them that playbook, and we look at this room of potential champions. And so a lot of the people that are coming to this event are suppliers in the consumer good product industry. So we have people from all types of product background that are attending our event. And that goal is to have these individuals now come the second day, be inspired, and then to have them take a playbook so they can go back and actually have physical documents and materials. And then they also have a whole network of other champions that now they can start to build a connection and can text, like I text Tom Gustafson constantly about, hey, I got this person. And that's the community that we're trying to build.
So, all right, I have a couple questions. Number one, define success at this event. Like, what does success look like at the end of this event? What do you hope the best case scenario is when this is all said and done this time?
As we launched the SEAL last year in September, we now have our executive director, Jeremy Grandstaff. And I think the key thing—
Great dude.
Yeah. Is the key thing that we really now need to focus on is getting people to know about the SEAL, what the benefits are out of there. And really, I'm not even looking at SEAL as much as it's selfish and we want to build our SEAL community. It's like what we want to do in our community. We just want to share the information and get people to start to do it. And one of the people that we have coming is Kathy West Evans, who I know we even have to have on this show because she's as purpose-driven as anybody, but she's really helped build the whole government network of 78 vocational rehab offices, and we're partnering with them. And so we're even bringing her in as a resource so people can start to talk to her. So even that's part of our resource and the process. We want to introduce people to our contacts today so that they can start to think about the tools and what they need to do to break the fear and really tap into this amazing, you know, untapped workforce.
Yeah, I'd also say, so I think success at a Dining in the Dark event, number one, and I'm confident this is going to happen, we're going to make an impact on every single person that's there. They're going to leave that place saying, wow, oh my God, this is life-changing, because it is. And number two, Isaac, I'd also say SEAL members is an important way to measure the impact that we do. So I do want to come out with SEAL members, because if there's somebody that's going to sign on and become a SEAL member, I know that they're going to move forward with what we're doing at Inspiration Foundation. And I also think number three, there's an opportunity there to donate. And while the money is, you don't want to look at it, you need to look at it, because that allows us to continue on doing Dining in the Darks or making more of an impact. But none of that happens unless people come and experience the dinner, the Dining in the Dark, and their mind is blown. And I'm positive that that's going to happen.
I think that you're going to accomplish all that. I think that's going to be, I can't see anybody who goes into this thing and doesn't get excited and fired up about all the things that we just talked about. How's the food?
It's good. Yeah. It's been great.
Does anybody?
The secret is, because most people have already ordered. So hopefully as we do more of these, don't get the chicken. You're going to get really messy. That salmon cuts really easy.
Yeah,
but I did order the chicken again. So
do you ever pee, as guys who have done this a bunch of times, do you ever peek and see if people are struggling?
Oh yeah. Well, I try to get up now that I've done enough. I really want to get around and talk to people and engage. So it is funny. There's just some people that give up within like 5 minutes. And then there's people that are like going all the way to the end and they take off the mic and say, wait, well, how long have you guys had this mask off? How have I been doing this the whole time? And they're all messy. That's just, really the fun part.
You got to commit to the whole thing. I mean, if you're going to go and you're going to, if you're going to pledge to be a part of this experience, you got to commit.
You need a good table.
Right.
The people that are like into it and excited about it, they'll like keep it on. I've had that experience the entire time. I take off my blindfold at the end and there's 100 people that already have it off. I'm like, all right, well, I'm late to that party.
Yeah. I feel like you can't take it off for 5 minutes. I mean, you're robbing yourself of the experience, which is the whole point.
That's the whole point.
Okay. Well, look, this is great. Let's talk about some of the honorees that you guys are going to be celebrating at this event.
Yeah, no, I'm actually really excited about this, because really what we're honoring is Walmart's Accessibility Center of Excellence. And really what most people don't know is 5 years ago, Doug McMillon partnered with Microsoft and their chief accessibility officer, Jenny, and they announced launching the Walmart's Accessibility Center of Excellence. And their whole goal is to basically transform what they did in sustainability and being the most accessible company and making things accessible for all. And so they've done an amazing job hiring some of the best leaders in the disability community. And really, most people, as I've been talking to a lot of the sponsors, which are the supplier community that supply product to Walmart, they're all shocked that they didn't know Walmart's doing this much work around accessibility. And so the message and what we're excited about in awarding Walmart this is we get to share the big news that Walmart is doing this great work. And right now they're focused on doing it internally, and we get to share that message externally. And we hope that really transforms other companies to say, wow, Walmart's doing this and all these other companies are doing this. We need to be doing the same thing. And so that's the big part about honoring, Walmart. And it's not just the department. I mean, they're talking about making this work through the business, just like they did with sustainability 20 years ago. So they're transforming just the way they've been doing internally. And even they're creating products in their private label department where they made the first accessible swimsuit.
That's awesome.
So they're doing a ton of things. And they're also bringing in the buyers, what they call an accessible merchandise network. And so it's buyers and executives within these departments. So they're transforming it throughout the whole organization. So just excited to really honor those individuals that are working with Walmart, and they're taking the extra time out of their workday to transform how when they look at product at the shelf, it's accessible. And one last thing I have to add, that's just amazing that what Walmart's been doing is they even created their first Hall of Fame, and they brought in, I think their first person was Cedric Clark, their EVP of stores, who will be attending as well. So we're very excited. So that just shows you the commitment. They're even creating a Hall of Fame for people and the things they're doing. And what did Cedric do? He brought a lot of the stores where it's shopping hours and quiet hours were, you know, for, you know, people with disabilities. And so they're just That's doing cool. a lot to transform, and can't wait to tell the stories that most people don't know they're doing today.
Yeah. And I just want to add that it's important that, you know, big brands like Walmart are leading the charge in this space, because I feel like a lot of smaller businesses might be afraid to do stuff like this, if not for the leadership of some of these larger companies like Walmart.
Well, I think most people don't know. It's just a simple fact. You know, 90% of America shops Walmart today.
Yeah.
If you look at their workforce, it's a very diverse workforce. You look at their leadership, yeah. very diverse. And what I think they're really doing, and what I've been watching for Walmart, I know there are still people that hate on Walmart and, you know, think they're not great for, you know, communities. But what I have seen is the teams that they're building and how they go to their communities yeah. is they're building a diverse community that represents their customers and the communities they serve.
Absolutely.
And the disability community is 1 in 4 Americans. That's one of the biggest populations out there that we're now focusing on.
Yeah, but for some reason, like, you know, other companies are afraid to like go out and do things like this, right? Go ahead and put resources towards catering to that community, to our community. And for Walmart to go out there and do that is great. And more companies should be following their lead. And it's great that you guys are honoring and giving love to a company like that that's doing things like that. They should be getting, it's well-deserved. And kudos to them. And I'm glad. And as we've talked about before, I'm not just saying this because, you know, they're involved with you guys. I'm saying this as the parent of a kid with a disability. I love seeing this. You know, we go shopping and it's hard to find stuff for, you know, kids with disabilities, and Walmart's making it easier. And that's all we want. And that's great. And I'm so happy that that's making it easier for families like ours and other families across the country, which is amazing. So shout out to them. And I'm so excited that you're going to be honoring them at Dining in the Dark. I'm sad that I can't be there, but I'm so excited to see all the videos and to hear all about it. And I cannot wait to hear all about all the positive stuff that comes out of the event. Anything you want to say before we wrap this up, Isaac and Mike?
No, we are really looking forward to this yeah. event next week. You know, we're, like I said, bringing our community. We really want to be a dinner that people go to annually, especially in Bentonville, that when you see what we're doing, you're going to see impact. And it starts with what Clean Logic, the Inspiration Foundation, and the partnership with Walmart. We're launching the Inspiration Foundation Seal Honor packaging this year. And so what signifies, what I think the start of this dinner is the 29 people that we hired for individuals with disabilities through our partnership. And each year we want to continue to add to that number. So we think this dinner is going to be a unique, impactful event that people are going to want to come, because they're going to get to experience the impact that we're having. And so just really pumped. And thanks, Evan, for getting us featured on here.
Yeah. Yep. And remember, order the salmon. Easier.
Order the salmon.
All right. Remember, tell a friend about the show. Like, subscribe, comment, and we will see you next time on Driven by Purpose.